Would love to start with Barbara and just kind of get your sense based on kind of the current environment. If you could just kind of share some insights that you have on the roles and responsibilities of an audit committee member.
Well, I'm glad to hear there's a lot of pent-up demand that you've wanted to have this session for a while, so should be a lot of questions out there. Those are always good. As everyone knows, the board is, generally responsible for overseeing the compliance and the ethics programs, and usually those things get delegated to the audit committee, or included in the audit committee charter, many times as it relates to hotline responsibilities in terms of oversight. It could be a larger group, full board, or the nominating and corporate governance group, but generally the audit committee gets the heavy lifting relative to compliance. Just kind of stepping back a little bit in terms of the current environment of board members these days. Obviously, there was a recent report, Blue Ribbon Commission report, issued by a group of seasoned directors for the National Association of Corporate Directors. I just came from that conference last week in Washington, and one of them described directorships these days as part-time job but full-time responsibility. And I think that's a good factor. If you're not awake these days as a director, you probably shouldn't be on a board. It's an ever-increasing amount of time that's required to really oversee the company, its reporting, and certainly a lot of that comes in to the audit committee responsibility.